Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local scene in Georgia and around the Southeast region, as well as interviews with the newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
From a place where there is still a sun in the sky, this is Georgia Wrestling Now with your host from the award-winning WrestlingWithPopCulture.com, Mr. Jonathan Williams.
Thank you, Matt Hankins. It was a weird weekend for me as far as wrestling goes. How about you?
Yeah, a little different than what I'm used to. Just a tad. I didn't see the sun for a while, so. I'm glad to be back in the South, as I left directly from the Progression Pro debut and drove straight to Illinois to NWA Central States. So, yeah, there's that.
Well, our weekends began in similar fashion, but ended very differently. But it was like bizarro weekend for me because it started Friday with Progression Pro, which was, I'd say, an impressive debut considering the circumstances.
Considering the circumstances, yeah, definitely. With the venue switch at the last minute, they dodged a bullet, so to speak.
Yeah, I'd say there's probably 100 people, maybe more.
Give or take, here, there, one way or the other, yeah.
But the thing that was weird for me, of course, was it was at Club Famous, where Monstrosity Championship Wrestling will be this Friday and where it has been a few other times. And it was strange, first of all, to be sitting in the audience at a wrestling show there without being pulled in a million different directions.
But it was also early.
Yeah, to see kids there at a bar, but I guess before 9:30, that's okay. And it was oddly quiet and not in a bad way. It was just a different audience, so they sat and watched and they clapped and cheered when it was appropriate rather than being rowdy
just
the whole time.
Randomly.
Then the next night, I went to see an entirely different MCW, Micro Championship Wrestling, in Marietta, which is run by a guy named Johnny G, but it's definitely not the same Johnny G from Rampage.
Not that Johnny G.
The gravelly-voiced biker-looking guy with a black mohawk that looks like it's painted on with shoe polish. And that was definitely more of an MCW, as in Monstrosity Championship Wrestling type crowd, I guess, possibly because it was at a bar and, you know, a little kooky, kind of like
a little bit.
But so yeah, I guess that was my weekend of wrestling.
Well, managed to keep it within, you know, pretty much your area code, which was pretty good for yourself.
Yeah. But tonight we've got another somewhat packed show, as we have three guests. First, we've got Matt Six Sales calling because he's had a lot going on. He had a Ring of Honor seminar a couple of weeks ago, and he has the distinction of saying, of being able to say, he won the very first Progression Pro match ever on Friday night, which I'm sure he will gladly gloat a little bit about. Then he was at NWA Atlanta's War Games on Saturday and Pro Wrestling Resurrection yesterday.
And
he has a stand-up comedy show on Wednesday, and will be back at Pro Wrestling Resurrection, where his career will be on the line, I understand. And I believe we've got Matt Six Sales joining us now.
Yes, you do. Here I am.
Matt Six Sales. So, where do you want to start, sir?
I don't know. Do we want to go chronologically? Because, I mean, you did a good job of running everything down. So, yeah, let's go chronologically. You,
with Friday.
You be the awesome host with the most, and just guide me through it, and I'll talk about what you want.
I don't know what I have the most of, but
duty.
I have the most duty.
Hashtag. Yes.
Well, Friday, yes. So you were part of Pro Wrestling Resurrection, and that was the debut show, and you won the very first match ever. So
I was in the opening contest for Progression Pro Wrestling on Friday night in a triple threat match against Tommy Pinarelli and Brian Blaze, where I pinned Tommy Pinarelli to win the first ever match in Progression Pro history. So hopefully there'll be plenty more of those to come. And it's weird because I'm not used to being opening match, so I wasn't even completely warmed up since I'm usually the main event. So.
You didn't know how to feel not having to throw a light switch before you went out.
Yeah, it was weird, yeah.
what happened on Saturday? I haven't heard much from the NWA Atlanta show, but I saw some pictures.
Saturday was an awesome show, top to bottom, NWA Atlanta. Nice, hot crowd, great, great card, with just stacked top to bottom. Every match could have been a main event. And again, I was in the opening contest of that evening as well. It was the gauntlet match to determine the first NWA Atlanta Max champion. I was one of the first four in and was in there for a good, about 12 minutes or so before I was eliminated by Drew Adler.
That was that match the crew was talking about. The rules were a little different, let's just say.
Yeah, it was part rumble, part war games, part gauntlet match. Four guys start basically in a fatal four-way, and then once somebody was submitted or pinned, the next person would come out, and there was only four in at a time. But it was a free-for-all, no tags or anything like that. And luckily with the war game set up with the two rings, action was able to spill into both rings. So at any time, it would be almost like two separate matches going on at the same time.
And who ended up winning that match?
That would be Fry Daddy. Fry Daddy, yeah, is the NWA Max champion now.
It was a nice-looking belt, I'll give him that.
Yeah, very, very nice. Of course, I dig the skulls, so.
it would look
nice on my ring attire, so I'm kind of jealous.
Well,
that's the most important thing about a title belt is for to accessorize it with your ring gear.
Right, of course.
That's Stone Cold Steve Austin. So. I am a little sad, though, it doesn't spin, because I thought all title belts fun. I didn't start watching wrestling until 2008, so.
Well, now none of them spin.
And that makes me sad as well.
It's really sad.
But now they have interchangeable side plates, which is awesome.
Yes.
So.
Well, what happened?
When I win the WWE title, I want just my face to be the side plates, just like me giving a big thumbs up.
I guess we need to backtrack a little bit because you wanted to go chronologically. And the previous weekend,
it's
you were
ROH
in
thing,
yeah, Philadelphia.
We fucked up. We've got to start over now. Live. Shit. So
right.
I'm just doing pre-tape. So I'm a TV star now.
Yeah.
You've been on TV?
Occasionally.
I know you've been on Ring of Honor TV.
YouTube's TV, right?
Yeah, it counts. I can watch it on my TV, so it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I can hook up my laptop to the TV, and I can watch YouTube on TV.
Well, tell us about your experience at the Ring of Honor seminar.
That was my second seminar I've attended with Ring of Honor. It's been a goal of mine pretty much since day one that I set foot in the wrestling ring to be a member of the Ring of Honor roster since I started 11 years ago, and they started running shows the same month that I started wrestling. So it's always been a goal to go up there, and a lot of the guys on TV right now for them have been products of that seminar. So I attended that, had a great time with about 40-plus other hopeful ROH stars. Got some really good feedback from the trainers there, including Delirious and Mike Mondo and Jay Lethal. And Kevin Kelly gives me very good pointers on some of my promos. They seem to be impressed with the gimmick, as well as my promos and a little bit of my wrestling ability, surprisingly. And so the doors open to stay in touch with them. and to continue climbing that ladder and hopefully be a member of their roster one day. So I was actually shooting emails back and forth today to hopefully do something in the near future with them.
All right, and then moving on, fast forwarding back to chronological order. Yesterday, what happened between you and former partner Ryan Michaels that led to you both putting your careers on the line this Sunday?
Well, two weeks ago, Ryan Michaels decided that he and the rest of the Reckoning faction were going to attack me and attempt to put me out. And so I came back yesterday and challenged him to a match when he decided to attack my current tag team partner, the other half of the Rock and Roll Models, Johnny Danger. So I've basically had enough of Ryan Michaels and him thinking that he is the superior member of the former franchise tag team. So I challenged him to a match, and he accepted. And then post-match, after an 8-man elimination tag team main event, where I successfully pinned Ryan to win the match, he took it upon himself to attack me, bust me open with a microphone, drag another member of the Rock and Roll Models and Brandi Scotch Baker to the ring, attack her while I was handcuffed to the ring, and challenge me to put my career on the line against his career in a last man standing match for next week's main event on May 5th at Pro Wrestling Resurrection.
Oh, Cinco de Mayo in that town?
Cinco de Mayo.
Brando
time. Yeah, it's going to be great. Like I told the crowd yesterday, I'm going to beat Ryan's ass like a pinata all over Gainesville. So. It'd give a new meaning to the word candy ass. So.
That's pretty good. I see what you did there.
And that leads us right into the jokes that we might hear on Wednesday. Laughing Skull Lounge once again. Matt Sex Sells will be there. And what can you tell us about that, Matt?
As always, it's going to be a fun open mic night with several funny comedians and me. So if you don't like my style of comedy, there will be some entertaining comedians there. It starts at 8 p.m. At the Laughing Skull Lounge. I don't know when I'll be on. They like to put me as the main event because I'm such a superstar and I'm so humble. But so I hope to have some new jokes. I guess I probably need to get on that, writing those. If not, it'll be my greatest hits or greatest shits, you choose. So a good 5 minutes of nonstop Matt Sexcells brand comedy. Sure to be plenty of lewd, crude, wrestling-related humor, I'm sure.
All right. And then do you have any other shows this weekend? Or just
this will actually be the first weekend since my comeback that I will only be wrestling one show. So amazingly enough, don't know how that works. I'm almost confused now and lost that I'll be wrestling just once. I would suggest though going to check out some other favorite wrestlers of the Supernatural, not the wrestler, but of the Supernatural persuasion, the Monstrosity Championship Wrestling this weekend. I hear maybe one of the Wolfmen will actually be there. So.
Yeah, the Kentucky Wolfman and Dragula in a coffin match.
Seems appropriate.
Could very well end their ongoing feud, which has been going, I guess, technically since March of last year with the Alabama Wolfman. But the Kentucky Wolfman didn't get involved until November. But, yes, there will be a Wolfman there, from what I understand. At least one.
It's hard to go wrong with a Wolfman. I kind of like the Alabama Wolfman guy. Despite his bigotry, he seems like a pretty good wrestler.
He is good. He wrestled an invisible person.
And I heard that was early match of the year Canada as well. So.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but it was definitely entertaining.
And that's the name of the game.
Well, since we're on the topic of Monstrosity Championship Wrestling, we will welcome our next guest, and thank you, Matt, for calling.
Thank you guys for having me.
All right, we'll see you Wednesday, perhaps. Yes, so our next guest is making his Monstrosity Championship Wrestling debut on Friday, and his name is the Juggernaut John Malice. How are you tonight, John?
Good, man. Thanks for having me. How are you guys?
We're doing all right. Glad to have have you come calling in. I've heard your name before. I've seen your face on posters. It looks like you're no stranger to the monster type of wrestlers.
No, man, it seems like the past, I don't know, 6 or 7 months, I keep wrestling these Bigfoots and Sasquatches and stuff of that nature. So monsters I'm used to, man. So I'm looking forward to making my debut this Friday in Atlanta for MCW.
All right. Well, actually, before we talk about that, I wanted to find out. I know you obviously didn't win, but you had a big title match against Chase Stevens at WrestleForce a couple of weeks ago.
In April 20th. I came up a little short against Chase. Chase is a hell of a competitor. And, I mean, he proved that day. I mean, I gave him everything I had, and, you know, he proved why he's still holding that belt. I think he's the longest-reigning WrestleForce champion, and he's held it for, man, at least 6-7 months now. So, you know, he's definitely worthy champion. And you know, I'm not ashamed at all that I came up short. I mean, you know, and there'll be other opportunities, I'm sure. So I just had to, next time, just bring a little bit more to the table, you know?
Yeah. Well, our listeners may not be familiar with WrestleForce. It's in Columbia, South Carolina, right?
It's South Carolina. It's based out of Columbia, but they hold events in the upstate, in the low country, like which people are not familiar with South Carolina, the geographical layout is we've had events in Calhoun Falls, South Carolina, which is up near the Greenwood area, and then in Swansea, which is I guess it's still considered the Midlands, but it's kind of like more towards Charleston. So they're starting to branch out, and they just recently held an event in Sumter, South Carolina, which was the first ever TV taping. And now we have television on the CW network from Myrtle Beach all the way into Sumter, which is a huge area considering that we don't really hold events in that area. So even, you know, statewide we have exposure right now. So it's a good thing, and it keeps growing, man. And, you know, hopefully it can be one of those companies that just continues to grow.
Yeah, it looks like those shows are definitely high quality. Our former co-host Danny only worked one or two of those shows months ago, and
he was a part of it when it first started. He was actually on the very first WrestleForce event. I heard you were speaking about war games earlier, and that was actually the main event of the first event was a hardcore war games match, and we were on opposite sides of the ring from each other. So, yeah, I know Danny very well.
Cool.
That is a hard hitting league up there. Is it still as bad as it looks?
Man, I tell you, man, everybody, it's like, you know, like, just, you know, when you go to certain events and you know kind of what to expect when you get there, and I don't know what it is about the WrestleForce crew, man. Like, just everybody kind of steps it up, and when they step it up, they hit a little harder. And yeah, guys like Vordell Walker and Chase Stevens and John Schuyler, Cedric Alexander, who is also a Ring of Honor superstar. The TNA guys have been TNA Impact guys have been there several times. It's just It's a very cool experience working for WrestleForce, and I'm really proud of what we've done there and what we're going to continue to do, hopefully.
And then of course, as we mentioned earlier, you're making your Monstrosity Championship Wrestling debut on Friday, but your role in the show is a little unclear. So what is it that you are looking to do there?
Well, you know, I've heard a lot about it, MCW, and you know, it definitely sparked my interest, and I'm looking to come in there, and I've been scouting some of the talent there, and you know, I take a lot of I take my time in picking my first opponent, because that's where, you know, like you were saying earlier, you know, where that area may not be that familiar with the Juggernaut John Malice. You know, I want to come in strong, and that first, you know, not to sound cliche, but I want to come in and make an impact. And the way that I'm going to do that is I'm going to come in and, you know, when I find once it's known who my opponent is and or who my sights are set on, and you know, and we'll just see if they're ready for the Juggernaut, because I'm coming to MCW to make a statement, and they say first impression is the most important, and so that's, you know, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag yet. I'd say anybody who's curious to who I've, you know, placed a target on to show up Friday night in Atlanta, and then they'll see firsthand of who's going to be the first victim of the Juggernaut, John Malice.
All right. Well, you're also wrestling the following night in Georgia, down in Statesboro, I believe, for a promotion I'm not all that familiar with, American Premier Wrestling.
That's correct. This is actually my first time with them as well. It's going to be down at Statesboro. It's the Kiwanis Fairgrounds, and I'm sorry if I mispronounce that word, but it's a fundraiser for the Statesboro Kiwanis Club, which I believe that they're like a league that I guess they kind of help out and do things for the disadvantaged of the community and stuff. Doors open at 6 p.m. for that. Bell time's at 7:30. I believe there's going to be a meet and greet before the actual event. I'm not too certain of what I'm going to be doing there as well. I've pretty much got free rein as far as who I'm going to face, and I'm just coming in and, you know, looking to make a statement there as well. by the end of this weekend, the wrestling fans in Georgia will know damn well who the Juggernaut John Malice is, that's for sure.
Is this your first time wrestling in Georgia?
No, I've wrestled in Georgia, not as much as I used to. I spent most of my time, you know, in Florida or Chicago, South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee, West Virginia, those areas. But Georgia is, you know, right next door, man, and I don't get over there as often as I'd like it to. I used to be there quite often. I worked for a company that's now no longer in business, Flatline Championship Wrestling. That was several years ago. I've wrestled for Bill DeMott's company that was there, I believe, in McDonough, Georgia. It was New Energy Wrestling. I worked with him there, years ago, early in my career, and I don't want to tell you how long ago that was. I'll tell you how old I am. I did some work for NWA Wildside, which is now NWA, or which is now just Anarchy. But I'm familiar with Georgia wrestling. I don't get to get out there as much as I'd like to. But hopefully I'll be coming out, you know, more often. Hopefully, you know, be able to make some trips there, you know, every few weeks. So,
yeah. Well, I'm looking at APW's Facebook page, and it says the tentative card is a main event pitting you against TNA's Doc, Director of Chaos.
See what I was talking about? About those monsters, man? What is he, like 6 foot eight, you know? Man, I tell you, man, I'm not a small guy. I'm not, but I'm, you know, as big as I am in like everyday life, I'm towering over the people that I'm around in just everyday life, and then I get to these shows, and then I'm the one that's looking up at these guys. So, well, now I know that what I'm doing, and
tentative. So
yeah, well, I've wrestled Doc before. I actually beat a guy that looked just like him, but his name was Luke Gallows. So
I've heard of that guy, Thomas.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sucked. but I look forward to it. You know, the bigger they are, the harder they hit. But I hit pretty hard. I hit pretty hard too. So I'm looking forward to it, man. And you know, like I said, I don't really. I never consider myself an underdog in anything. I just, you know, if I want it, I just go out there and get it. So okay. It'll be a pretty eventful weekend for sure.
Nobody will keep you scheduling cupcakes, so wrap it up.
I'm really excited, you know, about the you know, being in Georgia this weekend. I'm going to come down a day early and just kind of, you know, hang out in Atlanta a little bit, and you know, I it's been so long since I've been, you know, I think the last time I wrestled in Georgia was it was for Bill DeMont's company, so that's been a while, you know, because I think he ran the one event, and then that was kind of the first and the last event, But yeah, I'm looking forward to coming back, and I'm really excited. Like, I'm a huge horror movie fan. And I love the old school horror movies. Slasher movies are cool too, but like, I love the old school stuff, man. The black and white, the Bela Lugosi, the Boris, you know, Karloff. That's right up my alley. So, I'm really looking forward to this thing on Friday. You know, the Monstrosity Championship Wrestling. Looks like a really cool concept, and ever since I've heard of it, I wanted to be a part of it. Now I'm going to get that opportunity. So
you're headed to the right place for all that. You'll get both barrels.
That's awesome, man. I love the concept. I love the old school, like, man, it looks like old rock show posters, man. those are pretty badass. I dig everything about it, man. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, the Shane Morton is the name of the artist that does the posters, and he's been in a bunch of bands, including a band with Lita from former WWE Women's Champion called the Luchagors. So he used to do a bunch of posters. He's used to doing those kind of posters for rock bands and stuff, and so it makes sense that it would look like that. But
well, I tell you what, man, it has John Malice's endorsement, that's for sure.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing what happens, what your role is in the show on Friday. And I don't know if you're aware, but Doc is also scheduled to be there, not in a wrestling capacity, but just signing autographs and meeting people. So,
thanks for the tip, man. Maybe I can
advantage.
I can give him the Nancy Kerrigan treatment and take him out. <man. laughs> I'm all about getting an advantage, you know. Real quick, I do want to, we were talking about the Wrestle Force event, and these guys will kill me if I don't mention it while I'm here. They have a big event coming up May 17th. It's in Casey, South Carolina. I know this is a Georgia radio show, but we're the friendly neighbors to the east. Casey, South Carolina, which is – it's. Basically, Casey is the same thing as Columbia. It's right down the road. But more information at www.wrestleforce.net. Doc will be there as well. Gunner, Crimson from TNA, Impact, Chase Stevens, myself, Cedric Alexander, Brady Pierce, and a lot of other guys. They even got Ryan Mitchell, Ryan Evans from the Pennsylvania area. So there ought to be a pretty awesome show. A lot of big shows coming up, man. I'm really excited, you know, about, and it kicks off this Friday. So really excited about my job right now.
Will you be anywhere else between now or between this weekend and the 17th?
Let me see. Of course I wouldn't put my calendar right in front of me. May 10th, I'm in Mountain City, Tennessee. That's for All Star Wrestling of the Carolinas, but it's in Tennessee. This event is. I believe they're gonna have stars of Impact Wrestling. I think Gunner is gonna be there. They have, I think, Chris Hammer, C.W. Anderson, a bunch of the. There's a bunch of great guys there. It's gonna be on that card as well, and then. without having my calendar in front of me, and you know, it's my fault for not being prepared, but that's the only dates that are coming to mind right now, and I know I'm going to get a call or an email from a promoter saying, why didn't I plug the show? And I'm going to tell him, well, he should have had a cool flyer done by, you know, the guys that did the MCW one. So I remember this one, man. I remember this one.
All right, cool. Well, we appreciate you calling and look forward to seeing you on Friday and possibly on Saturday as well.
Absolutely, guys. Well, thanks for having me, man. And I'd love to come back anytime, and I'll see you guys Friday.
All right. Thanks again.
Thank you, sir.
All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will be talking to a toilet demon from the Battery in Chikara Pro.
We went from Joyce Grable in the second guest spot last week to a toilet demon.
A toilet
only
demon.
Only here.
Well, this actually will be Chikara's Georgia debut, so this is Cobalt is his name, and we'll be talking to him in just a few minutes.
Wrestling fans, Anarchy Wrestling television tapings are the second and fourth Saturdays of every month at 4236 Level Grove Road in Cornelia, Georgia. For more information on Anarchy Wrestling and on the shows to watch the television product and a whole lot more, go to anarchy-wrestling.net. That's Anarchy Wrestling, the second and fourth Saturdays of every month in Cornelia, Georgia.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
Whether you're having an autograph session, personal appearance, or live event, we got just the person you need to contact for all of those needs. SBI Bookings is home of some of the best stars in the wrestling industry today. They provide you with the best talent this business has to offer, from Kevin Nash, Larry Zbyszko, Scott Steiner, and many, many more. So who will you contact next time you're planning an event? The men of SBI Bookings. Check them out at sbibookings.com.
Do you remember Tommy Rich? What about Ray Gunkel or Gordon Solie? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? Well, you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first card you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? That happened in Columbus on my birthday. Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past, or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
Welcome back to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com with my co-host Team All You Can Eat's Matt Hankins, and we are now being joined by the Battery's Cobalt from Chikara Pro Wrestling.
Hello, human.
Hello. And I guess the natural question to ask is, where are you calling from, being a toilet demon?
I'm calling from Bled Island. Of course, you know where I live, inside of a cave. I am using the state-of-the-art Crystal Ball 9000.
All right. Matt, you got any questions for Cobalt?
Not at this point.
All right, well, Cobalt.
Let this play out, see what happens.
Cobalt, I actually saw you wrestle not far from Georgia in Piedmont, Alabama, back in October, and you were victorious over Hella Wicked.
Frightmare.
Oh, Frightmare, that's right.
They look exactly the same.
They do look very similar. But this time you're facing a very different opponent. So that is Amasis. I think I'm pronouncing that right. And this is a match that stems from something that happened at WrestleCon during WrestleMania weekend, right? Oh, we lost Cobalt. I guess he got
flushed. There has been a flush.
I heard some sort of sounds, and then he's gone. Oh, well. Well, hopefully Cobalt will crawl back. There's
Cristobal 9000 was shit.
You ain't shit, Matt Hankins. Cobalt is back.
That crystal ball is not at the greatest reception.
Well, we'll try to get as much out of you as we can before it cuts out again. But I don't know how much of the question you heard, but basically I was trying to ask what led up to this match this Saturday between you and Amasis. I believe it stems from something from WrestleCon, right?
Cobalt has something to sell. It's 3 years in the making. You see, way back in high noon, the pay-per-view, it was about 2 years ago. You see, Ophidian decided that he did not want to, you know, be the snake of the Osirian portal anymore. So he spit the mist inside of Amasis' face, killed him. But somehow Amasis is resurrected, and now he wants to, you know, beat up on Ophidian. But Ophidian's got a crew now. We call ourselves the Batiri. And, Ophidian's a little hurt right now, so Cobalt's going to do the heavy lifting and not make sure that Amasis is not making to fight Ophidian.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about how you became part of the Batiri.
How did Cobalt become part of the Batiri?
Yes, or is there someone else on the line too?
Well, you see, Cobalt, Ophidian and Kodama, we together formed the Batiri under the tillage of Kizarni. This was back in the end of 2010.
And Cobalt had to wait his time, had to continue training, and then,
wow, I saw we conquered.
All right. Are we talking to just Cobalt, or is there someone else from Batiri on the line?
This is Cobalt. There's no other person.
Okay, just making sure.
See where we get that confused.
Well, I know most of the Chikara roster was trained by Mike Quackenbush and Claudio Castagnoli, but I imagine your training was a little different, being a demon.
Originally, we were trained by Kizarni, and he made us wear human masks. And we snuck into the wrestle factory and pretended we were human.
Don't tell anyone.
Okay. So you
secret
did.
Is safe with us.
So you did train under Quackenbush and Claudio Castagnoli, to some extent at least.
Yes, yes, yes. But they did not know because we were masked as humans.
Well, how was that training process, and what is it like to see Claudio now in WWE?
I cannot for the life of me even begin to think
of anyone else that I could be trained by, because it's such an honor, and above that, to see Claudio continue to do his thing on TV on
such a grand stage. It's just, oh, it's overwhelming.
All right. Matt, can you come help me out here?
As a demon, how do you deal with the simplicity and commonalities of human travel as you guys embark on this tour?
Can you repeat that? You cut out at the end.
As a demon, how do you deal with the constant travel and you're on this tour? How are you constantly masking yourself, say, when you need to go into a Walmart?
Oh, we do not. You see, all that we need is here on the island.
We have tourists that come daily,
and they don't, you know, they don't go back home. We have a griffin. It's giant. It's like 20 feet tall.
We do ride on a griffin from show to show.
Sometimes we take a barge. The barge.
See, Cobalt hates water, so.
The barge is the worst.
But we travel on the barge.
5 days there, 6 days back.
To go to most of our
Oh, shit, I was on the East Coast.
And if we go to the West Coast,
we take the Griffin. But it's the life. It's the life of a wrestler.
It sounds like the life. What was your role before you joined up in this group that you're in now?
Oh, prior to this,
Cobalt used to live
on Bled itself. See, we live on the island now.
But previously, Cobalt used to live on Bled, the mainland.
But they kicked me out because I swallowed a child whole. It was an accident.
That'll get you kicked out. I don't believe that.
Barrel threw me into the water to drown Cobalt. Can you believe that?
That's how humans are. That's how terrible humans are.
So when you're swallowing a child whole by accident, is there a point where you think maybe I should not do this?
He was already dead. I didn't kill him. They think that I killed him. I just got rid of the accident.
You just found a dead child and swallowed it. It was a public service, if you will.
She was my friend.
My own human friend. And you see, I needed to hide the evidence because I
knew that they would think that I did it.
But I didn't do it, I swear.
Is there litigation still pending in this case?
No, I was found guilty of trying to be drowned. They threw me in a barrel, for God's sake.
But I survived.
And how do you go about surviving a drowning?
Cobalt respawns after he dies, as long as it's not complete dismemberment. Don't you read the book? You need to read the books.
You're absolutely right. I'm a terrible reader. Is there an audiobook version of it? Because I'd listen to the shit out of it.
It's pending, but it's just 2 hours of... and a bunch of...
Huh?
Cobalt, I understand the Batiri are big fans of eating Pop-Tarts as well. Is that right?
Indeed.
Or is that just the other two guys?
Love Pop-Tarts, but you see... Cobalt does not indulge. Cobalt will chew on the Pop-Tarts, suck the juices out of them, spit out the rest.
Because Cobalt does not eat things that are created by humans, except other humans.
The math works out.
As creepy as you come across, Cobalt, I see the previous night in North Carolina, you're taking on you, the other two members of the Batiri, and Ophidian, who has been known to hypnotize people, are taking on members of the colony and Los Ice Creams, who Los Ice Creams are some of the creepiest things I've ever seen in a wrestling ring. So
Cobalt's least favorite wrestlers are the freaking Ice Creams.
That and Hector Garza.
Wait. Did you just say that Hector Garza was worse than the Ice Creams?
Cobalt just thinks it's worse. Cobalt just dislikes Hector Garza,
just as much as the Ice Creams.
Is there any reason for that?
Cobalt does not need to justify his reasoning.
Yeah, fair enough. I've learned
what
a long
happened
time
between
ago.
Us? What happened to stay between us? Cobalt is not an...
Cobalt is professional.
Huh? I understand and I appreciate the professionalism. Before, Ophidian was a big fan, a big favorite by the humans. Did you play any part on him kind of turning his back?
To be truthful,
Ophidian actually influenced
Cobalt into joining Shakar. But it's so wonderful to see that
he has embraced the hatred and the evilness and
donned the bright color green rather than the
brown and dark color tones that he previously had.
But it's such a coincidence that we've crossed paths. It's like... it's like I have a crystal ball or something that tells me the future. Oh, wait.
I do.
Is it a different crystal ball or the same one?
Same one, silly. It's huge. You can see it.
So you can see the present. You can make phone calls, order pizzas.
Yes, I can order
pizzas.
I watch YouTube and CNN and TMZ.
It's a wonderful device.
Will you have this with you on Saturday in Georgia, in Porterdale?
I do not take it with me to shows because it's so precious.
And you know how people in the South are, no offense, but they can be thieves. And,
Well, okay, the reception is going to be poor in Porterdale anyway, so you're all right there.
And I do not want to grab.
Speaking of people in the South, a lot of people here are not really familiar with Chikara. So what do you expect going into the show on Saturday? How do you expect a Southern wrestling audience, especially in a small town like Porterdale that has such history with Georgia Championship Wrestling and all that? What do you think they'll make of what you guys do?
Well, you see, Cobalt and the Bateria had come down
maybe a month or two ago.
And we wrestled in Alabama.
And you see,
the fans are, how do you say?
They
take it very seriously.
And Cobalt scared a child, and the guys,
the father of the child was not too happy with it.
He ended up punching Cobalt.
Let's just say that man has one eye now.
We understand that. What's that?
Was this the show that I mentioned earlier, the Deep Freeze, I think it was called?
No.
This was not a Chikara show. This was
an IWA Deep South show.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Yes, so
we know that the fans, they take it very seriously, this wrestling.
So they need to understand that
we have such a mixture of wrestling. We have wrestling that is fun, that is not to be taken so seriously.
We have wrestling that is very serious and it's hard-hitting.
So we have a mixture. We have something for everybody. We have the people who want blood and beating people up.
We don't have the blood so much as often as they would hope.
But we do have the brutality. I will bring the brutality myself when I kick Ambassador's face in.
But we will have some
funny stuff. You have the ice cream. They like the pinch each other's butt and all the nasty things that they do.
So you have enough for the whole family to enjoy.
So bring everyone, not just old grandpa who loves Georgia Championship Wrestling, but the kiddies and the fans and the younger sisters. Everybody will enjoy something.
Hey, can we guarantee that a child will not be eaten, though, because parents are going to have a concern?
A lot is strictly
under the tutelage. You cannot steal a child. Don't.
Boy, anything that happens in the parking lot stays in the parking lot.
I know.
I would imagine that the warm climate of the South at least does fit a demon's needs a little better than some of maybe the Philadelphia, where you might be a little more frequently.
Well, you see, we live in a cave.
We live like so far in the dirt,
and we don't feel the cold. We have moist, very moist, humid air.
But
Sylvania itself is very cold, and we would like to have more moist and humid weather.
So we'll be used to the South.
It's like we were used to the Florida weather that we came to a month or so ago.
At least you're prepared. I'll give you that.
How do you prepare? Is that what the question was?
I said at least you seem to be, prepared, because it can't be easy.
Yes. Cobalt's cardio
is very good for the thick, humid air. Sometimes we get to the higher elevations, like
some top of the mountain in Tennessee we've wrestled.
Those kind of places that are in the middle of nowhere. Cobalt's like, because I can't take the thin air. The thin, clean air.
Cobalt, you mentioned a couple of other places that you've wrestled. I know you're mostly in Chikara, but where else do you have shows coming up, if anywhere?
The week after next,
after the Chikara show,
we have Wrestling is Art.
Cobalt is on Wrestling is Art, and Wrestling is Fun.
Those are fantastic shows. You should check those out.
We're back in Chikara on the 18th of May.
That will be in Chicago. Cobalt will not be there, but
the material will be winning the tag team tournament that was going on.
Spoilers!
He has a crystal ball.
Cobalt will be in Philadelphia on the 2nd of June
for the pay-per-view.
And then AIW in June 30th.
The Bateri.
Maybe Cobalt, maybe not. You never know.
We'll be in AIW in Cleveland.
So Cobalt gets all over the place, huh?
all over the world. Except Mexico, screw that place.
But you don't like working the right side?
It's a Hector Garza. He's coming for me.
Did not think that Hector Garza would be brought up during this. You never know.
Have you ever faced Hector Garza in a wrestling match?
I wish I'd knock his teeth out.
Oh, shit. You can't give us any insight on why you hate Hector Garza so much?
If you want the info, you better check the dirt sheets.
Okay.
I'm looking for it right now. I don't.
Okay. So we'll check the dirt sheets. So it's not just like a blatant you don't like Hispanics type of thing. It is specifically with Hector Garza.
It's just Hector Garza. We had an
interrogation,
and it did not end well. And let's say somebody owes somebody money.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So you don't have any issues with any of the Vianos or anything like that. I've heard Viano 3 is a prick.
Sorry, I missed that. Can you repeat that?
You don't have any issues with any Vianos or anything like that, because I've heard tales about Viano number 3 being a pain in the ass.
Go on, I don't want to mess with a Viano. Go on, I'm getting stabbed in the shower or spit some projectile blood. Screw that.
What else is there this Saturday in Porterdale? Are there any other matches you're looking forward to seeing? I know the other two members of Batiri are also involved.
I'm very looking forward to seeing Eddie Kingston lose it. It doesn't even matter who. And Eddie Kingston's going to defend that title over and over and over again until he loses it. That's kind of how it works. But he's going to wrestle every show for the title.
Eddie Kingston is?
Yes.
Until somebody takes it from him.
He made Wink mad and mad enough to say, I'm going to put you on every show. You'll defend the title every show.
And you will lose.
Eventually. I mean, that's how it works. So I'm very looking forward to Green
to be the one to knock Eddie Kingston out.
Figuratively or literally. I'm also looking forward to Saturday versus Missile Assault Pit.
Cobalt hates both of them with a passion, and hopefully they collide in midair and explode.
Well, I'd like to see that myself. I'm not sitting and lie to you, Cobalt. We're on the same foot on that.
You have good taste then, sir.
What are your thoughts on Sugar Dunkerton? He's from here in Georgia, and he'll be part of the show as well.
Sugar Dunkerton.
See, Sugar Dunkerton has a terrible taste in women. He has terrible fashion. His hair looks atrocious. He looks like he bathes less than I do.
And yet he gets it done in the ring. I don't understand.
I don't understand it. He's got 29 million followers on Twitter. He tweets every 5 seconds. And you can't take anything away from him.
Everything you say bad, he's got 12 things to say good about him.
I don't get it.
I see that crystal ball gets internet, too.
Yes, he does.
Good.
Cobalt will retweet you if you tag him.
Even if you don't tag me, I'll just search my name. I'll find you.
I'll find you, Hector Garza. I'll find you.
I'm going to get shot this weekend. Watch.
Well, I don't think you're going to find Hector Garza in Porterdale.
Wouldn't that be something?
Not if he's got any sense. It's been made pretty clear that it's terminate on site with Hector Garza.
All right, Cobalt. Well, I guess we will let you go on that note. But I'm definitely looking forward to seeing how things turn out on Saturday. And,
yes, thank you for having me on there.
And will you guys be on the show? All of you will be there?
I am planning on being there. I don't know if
Matt... I will be in attendance as well. I got tickets hanging on the refrigerator. And I will bring a child, and I expect to leave there with her.
If he wears the color of the forbidden color, the color of the green color, that's so redundant. If he wears the cloak of the forbidden color, we will leave him alone.
Oh, okay. Good.
What's the forbidden color?
We told you it wouldn't be forbidden.
Well,
he was crazy. I get them all the time.
Well, Matt is a member of Team All You Can Eat. So he may be preparing his daughter for you inadvertently.
Wonderful, wonderful. Put an X across her forehead. She'll be ours.
All right. Well, Matt, I hope you don't have ringside seats.
I do, sadly enough. Going to be interesting. I got to find a guard to go to this thing with me. Maybe not Hector, maybe one of the other ones.
Prepare to get all your items stolen. All better will cut them anyway.
All right, Cobalt, thanks again for calling, and hope your crystal ball holds up.
Thank you for having me. And I apologize for not being able to hear you that clearly. I'm deaf in one ear now from that ambassador.
You slapped me at Russell Cotton, and I can't hear.
So if I kept asking, you know, to repeat yourself.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate. I'm guessing you'll want some revenge on that too, huh?
Oh, and you will see it live on Saturday.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
And thank you for having me. Goodbye.
Salutation.
We've had a lot of weird moments on this show, Matt, but...
That one right there is the old topper on the cake.
I think it... by a long shot, too.
By a long shot. Wow. Well, Porterville, you see what you got coming. So if you miss that, you know what you're missing.
That's right. And I guess we've got – it's another busy weekend in Georgia wrestling. So we've got – what all is going on?
UIW is also that Saturday.
Is that – that's not the one with Gold Dust, is it?
No, that's in June, I believe. June the 15th, I believe.
Okay.
Then you'll have, what else we got? We mentioned a lot of the shows already. You got Chikara and Porterdale. Is it Rampage week? I am so
it
thrown
is,
off by everything.
It is Rampage on Sunday, as well as PWR, which we mentioned.
PWR on Sunday, Monstrosity on Friday. Another full slate.
Yes, and Monstrosity, Peach State is also on Saturday, of
Peach
course.
Peach State's on Saturday.
So, no matter where you are in Georgia, there's bound to be a wrestling show worth seeing within, I don't know, an hour, if not, probably less than an hour.
And let me say this to you, Georgia. I was in Illinois this weekend to watch wrestling, where we talked to Jagged Edge a couple weeks ago, where he made his NWA Central States debut and absolutely decimated some poor patriot named Blaze. And it was a fine show, nothing against anyone there, but I'm telling you, Georgia, we are spoiled rotten with the talent that we have in this area. It's not like this everywhere. So, you know, if you're wondering where to go, go somewhere, because I'm telling you, you're seeing better wrestling than most people get on a weekend basis. Far and away.
That's good to know. And I also want to mention that I will once again be appearing on Dion Ringside's To Be Determined show this Wednesday with Wicked Nemesis, Eddie Lane, Tasha Simone. And I believe they've got Corey. Smart Rage, of course, has his moment
like
on
that.
The show. So I'll be on there, and I believe Enoch told me that Zombie Rick Rude is also calling. I didn't know he was still around after being defeated by Darkmon back in January at MCW. But I'll be interested to hear what he has to say. And not to overpromote it, but MCW, just for those who haven't seen the full card, you can go to WrestlingWithPopCulture.com and see it, and GeorgiaWrestlingFans.com has also posted it, GWHNews.com. But the main event will be the Phantom defending his MCW championship against Papa Marco. Supernatural and Fred Yehi will do battle for the first time ever. We mentioned Kentucky Wolfman and Dragula in a coffin match. And we also have, in addition to the MCW debut of John Malice, Drew Adler will be making his MCW debut.
Wow.
To take on El Monstro Asesino, and I believe that would be the very first match of the night. And Luke Gallows, a.k.a. Doc, will be there. So, that's where I'll be Friday.
I think I might make an appearance at that myself.
But we are out of time. We'll be back next Monday at 7. And who are we going to be talking to? The High Museum, a Lucha Libre.
Hector Garza, I hope.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get Hector Garza. But there's going to be a Lucha Libre show May 11th at the High Museum as part of the closing for the Frida Kahlo Diego Rivera exhibit.
So yes, you heard that right.
At the High Museum.
Luchador show at the High Museum of Art.
And Deep Southern Championship Wrestling is putting on that show. So we're going to talk to someone from that. I'm not sure exactly who's going to be involved. And we'll probably hear from Professor Morte or someone from MCW because they'll be at ArtBQ that weekend as well. There's also other shows, so we'll probably get some other people on that show. But that's what we have in store for next Monday. So I guess on that note, we'll say goodbye, but we'll be back next Monday at 7.
For listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.